You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Hello and welcome to Arts and More, WMUK's look at arts and culture in Southwest Michigan. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Today on the show, we'll preview the zombie comedy film Life After Beth. But first, last month, residents of Kalamazoo met for a discussion about race and equality at the Kalamazoo Valley Museum. Now the project is turned into an oral history exhibit called Voices for Social Justice. The display will be up through mid-January.
There are so many neighborhoods here in Kalamazoo where there isn't an affordable little store that's close, right? The store close to you, you have to spend an exuberant amount of your resources to even access the basic needs. So automatically, you're spending more money than people who have the means to pay for those items. And that's not just.
Slavery is illegal. Colonialism is still a gig. So Native Americans will say to you, that racial and economic strategy is still in place. There are treaties which still have yet to be recognized.
The exhibit itself is pretty simple. It's just a TV screen showing hours worth of interviews from people in Southwest Michigan who make social justice their life's work. Combine that with comfy chairs, a few plants, and two poster boards of information. Elspeth Inglis is the assistant director for programs at the museum. She says there's a reason why the exhibit looks so cozy.
We set this up as a place for conversation because every single one of our interviewees said, you know what we need to do to go forward? We need to sit down at the table and talk to each other.
Inglis says Southwest Michigan still has a long way to go in terms of equity. She says minorities still have problems getting equal access to housing and education. Studies also show that African Americans in Kalamazoo have higher rates of infant mortality and are more likely to be profiled by police. You can see links to those studies on our website. J.R. Reynolds does racial equity work in Battle Creek and is a social justice columnist for the Battle Creek Inquirer. He also does some freelance work for WMUK. Reynolds says the demographics in Southwest Michigan have changed in the past 50 years, and so has racism.
There are mechanisms that are in place that create barriers for persons of color, and it's those systems that are in place that are the major challenge. It's not the individual who may think one way or another about a person.
But how do we begin to fix a huge problem like institutional racism in places like work and school?
The short answer is you affect change one person at a time. That said, you have to have enough people within an organization that understand what the problem is and what the issues are related to these systems that are in place that create the inequities so that you can begin to address the issues, get support from management, and then create change.
There are already some organizations that are helping to start these conversations, like the Calhoun County Race Impact Alliance and ERACE, which stands for Eliminating Racism and Claiming, Celebrating Equality. But starting conversations about race on your own can be much harder. Lisa Brock is the academic director of the Arcus Center for Social Justice Leadership at Kalamazoo College. Brock says white people must be brave enough to listen to what people from all minority groups have to say.
We have to enter these spaces with the idea that we don't know everything. We're all vulnerable. We all make errors. We all make mistakes. If we make a mistake and someone says, you know, that didn't feel right to me, to say I'm sorry, you'd be surprised how far I'm sorry goes.
The exhibit Voices for Social Justice will be on display at the Kalamazoo Valley Museum through January 19th. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.